This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, let's go back to specifically the Cowboys and talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Thanks for still having me.
Yeah, so Mickey, you wrote a column leading into this game.
Yes.
Will the real Cowboys stand up? So my question for most of the day yesterday was going to be, did the real Cowboys stand up and we need to panic? But it feels like the fourth quarter, they're like, I also read Mickey's column, and I want to show them that for one quarter, we can go ham all over folks and make it look better. Because I realize it was a three-point game, Mick. In my mind, this was not a three-point game. You got smashed in the face and
for
lost.
For three quarters,
yes.
Right?
So,
and if those are the real Cowboys, we're in trouble. Or
agreed.
They're in trouble. Let's
agreed.
Put it best. We're not in trouble. And then you do that in the third quarter, and you're sitting there going, well, I thought I knew, and now, well, maybe I don't still. If you can do that in one quarter and score 19 straight points when you're down 28-6, well, why can I get two quarters of that?
It feels like not really, but...
Yeah. But it's not like the Ravens quit, right? They were playing, and in the back of their minds, they were going, well, we gave up 13 straight points to the Raiders in the last 7 minutes of the fourth quarter and got beat. So it wasn't like they were going to sit there and go, well, we got this in the bag. They were playing. Their starters were still out there. They were still blitzing. And they were within one step two different times of, you know, having to turn the ball over one more time to the Cowboys. And I guarantee you there was some body parts getting tight on the other side. And you can see it from the coaching staff, too. So, yeah, it's just, it doesn't make sense, right? But it's what we... cautioned about going into the game.
Yeah.
You got to be able to stop the run. You can't give up 274 yards rushing. Do you realize in the history of this series, and Baltimore's won it six of the seven times, this is the fourth time they've given up 200 yards rushing to them?
Wow.
So since 2000.
Was
it's one
a pretty
of them,
frequent occurrence.
Was one of them the night that they closed down the
yes.
old stadium? All right.
Yes.
Yep.
That was... 265.
Oh, gross.
Right? And the last time they played, it was 294 in 2020.
Ugh.
And now 274? Seriously? And it's not the same players either doing it, right?
Yeah. Just same jerseys.
Well, same helmet.
Yeah.
And you've allowed that to happen for you. I mean, you knew what was going to happen, right? You knew it was going to be Derrick Henry. You knew it was going to be Lamar Jackson.
Yep.
And they could not stop it. They just couldn't stop it, continued to get blown off the line of scrimmage up front, continued to let that edge run because the defensive end's not holding down the fort. They tried playing three linebackers, but two of them were basically rookies, right? Everybody wanted to see Overshown out there.
I'll admit that.
Right?
Yeah.
And then they didn't play Damone Clark but 12 snaps, and they played Leofau. So you got Kendricks, Overshown, Leofau. And they could not stop the run. And one of the reasons why, they were thinking, let's use some speedier, more mobile linebackers on the outside, and hopefully we can contain Lamar Jackson, and they couldn't. And then, basically, when all was said and done, with, what, 241 left, it's third and six. and you're down three, and you got an opportunity to get a stop and make them punt from their 25 or 30 yard line.
Yeah.
And they pulled the ball down. They had Kendricks blitz off the left side. He came within a step of hitting Jackson, and they throw the ball out in the flat to Flowers for a 9 yard catch, which only his third catch of the game and the longest catch he had in the game. And Diggs was a step away from knocking the ball out. It was that close, right? And you would have had a chance to erase all the misdeeds that you did for 3.5 quarters, and it was that close. So can you get that again for a half? I don't want to get gritty and say 3 quarters, but more than a quarter.
But if you get that against the Giants, is that going, you got it again, or is it?
Hey, at this point, the win would be a win,
okay.
Right?
All right.
Yeah, we're 1-2. So yeah.
You get to 2-2. You're still probably only one game behind Philadelphia if they go ahead and look what they struggled with. Although the Saints only score 12 points, right?
Yes. Yesterday, Mickey, was a sobering reality for who the Cowboys had played thus far to me in terms of New Orleans lost and their offense got shut down, and then Cleveland lost
got beat again
to the Giants. So, like, outside of just the Cowboys game, the peripherals on that didn't make me feel any better.
No, because I was sitting there and I wasn't keeping track of what Cleveland was doing or whatever. And I'm thinking when this game ended, I was going to say, boy, Cleveland can't feel very good about themselves, right? After
yeah.
the Cowboys get beat 28-6, and then it all changed and they lost again. So, yeah, this one's hard to figure. But again, when it came right down to it, they're a defensive end short, and they're a defensive tackle short. Now, they played Mozzie. Mozzie played the most snaps he's played in a game. He ended up with 46 of the 63 snaps.
And
he actually had 3 tackles.
He did, but and I don't want to discount that, but it does still feel like he's getting pushed off the ball.
Well, they all got pushed off the ball.
That is very fair.
You know, all you got to do is go look at the, what was it, 2nd and 9, when Jackson kept it, they got the first down to put the final nail in the coffin. They double-teamed Micah, who lined up in a 4-point stance and got pushed back 5 yards. They double-teamed Mozzie, and I don't know, and Donovan Wilson fell for the end around. Boy, he had a 5-yard loss if he would have given the ball to the
I thought that was
receiver.
A great fake out.
Right?
I thought for sure we had stopped that
Oh,
thing.
Absolutely. Leofau, I don't know where his eyes were because he had a guy in front of him, and he didn't have the ball on either occasions. And then here he comes, and you knew that's what they were going to do. They're not going to put the ball in the air again. They're not going to hand it off. Jackson's going to just run it twice and run out the clock. And, they got pushed right off the line of scrimmage. So, it's hard to say you're going to put a 240-pound linebacker in a 4-point stance on the line of scrimmage. I mean, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Sam Williams, where are you? Not that he was going to make a huge difference. I mean, they ran for 274. In the last 2 games, they've given up 456 rushing. And what do you think the Giants are going to do?
I wouldn't pass the ball. I would just say, hey, we're going to run with Singletary as much as we can.
Yeah.
And occasionally, if Malik Nabers wants the ball, we'll figure out how to get him the ball.
I mean, think about it. They've given up 44 and 28 points. The quarterback in the 44-point game only completed 11 passes, and in the 28-point given up, Lamar Jackson completed 12 passes.
Gross.
Their quarterback rating combined in those 2 games was like 143, almost 144.
Wow.
158.3 is perfect. So the they haven't made the quarterbacks have to do much, right?
When you run
like that.
Yeah, for a team that relies is heavily built on their pass rush, If you can't get to that,
no.
then it presents a huge problem
and
for
seeing
you.
And the other thing, and I think Micah pointed it out on Thursday, he was talking about, well, they only had three dropbacks. And what he meant was, you know, like a seven-step drop to throw the ball. New Orleans only did it three times. The rest were short, you know, three-step, balls out, roll out, balls out. And they didn't want to sit in the pocket, and nor should they, right?
They don't have to.
You know, and when you blow a coverage and you get one pass down to the 2 yard line and you blow a tackle and a guy goes 56 yards on a 5 yard out, you're just asking.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Lil Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For trouble. So, yeah, on many, I mean, I was the start of the fourth quarter, I was ready to start writing, right?
Yes.
This was over.
Yes.
And I think my lead was going to be Arlington dash speechless. You know, what can you say? And we've seen it before. And then it all changed. And it's like, well, now it's just kind of confounding of, well, where was all that for three quarters? You know, the protection improved. Dak's accuracy improved until they had problems with the two-point conversion. And think about it. If you had just gotten one of those...
Yeah, you could have had a chance to tie toward the end.
And you would have had an extra point on the next one.
Yeah.
And you lost by three.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's why, you know, it's really a head-scratcher. And you know the funny thing was, and I think when I was talking about the speechless part, Tom Brady, they asked him... you know, have you ever been in a game like this? And he goes, yes. He goes, we were getting embarrassed. We were getting beat. And so bad, he said, it was the fourth quarter. I got to the sideline and I started yelling at guys, can we just score one touchdown? And he said, and we scored one touchdown. And I'm thinking, well, that applies to this. Can you just go score one touchdown and kind of save face? And they end up scoring three.
I think that game that he was talking about was the Super Bowl against the Falcons, by the way.
Oh!
He said one touchdown. Yeah, that's all they got.
Well, they scored the one, and then they scored more after that.
And
it reminded me of Meredith's quote about Walt Garrison. He said, yeah, if it's, you know, third and two and you need 2 yards, Walt will get two. If it's third and eight and you give it to Walt, he'll get two.
Mm-hmm. He's getting you 2 yards, though.
Yeah.
I guess, and Mickey, you might totally disagree with me on this. I guess today what I'm really hoping the Cowboys do is focus on the three quarters of getting punched in the face to try to address deficiencies, as opposed to, hey, in that last quarter, we made a really big push, so let's not feel too bad about this.
No, loss. I think you drive that home and say you ought to be pissed off at yourself.
Yeah.
Right. Like, if you do what you're supposed to do, you saw what happened. And look what you did, right? And, yeah, it'd be hard to flush this one, but you don't have time, right?
It's true. Thursday night. Yeah.
It's not like you're going to go out there and practice hard and, you know, pull out the whip. And today's a walkthrough, basically. Tomorrow will be a light shells practice, and off you go to New Jersey on the next day. So, yeah, I mean, you want them to dwell on it, but you better get going on the next one. Otherwise, this will bleed into another. And it's been a while since they've lost three straight. We have to go back to 2000 when it was it still 16 games, 6 and 10?
Yes.
Yeah.
What? You know in 2000 it was 16 games?
I meant 2020.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, they just changed.
No, that was 5 and 11.
Okay. Thank you very much, good sir. We will regroup tomorrow because of the short week. Probably start to look ahead to the Giants.
Yes, absolutely.
There you go. Mickey Spagnuolo right here on 105.3 The Fan. I know we got a lot to get to, but can we go ahead and fire off cut number 24? It looked like Baylor was going to win the game, and then not so fast, my friend.
The Big 12 opener comes down to this play. Sanders gets the feet set toward the end zone.
So,
just like 1994.
Just like 1994.
My favorite memory.
That was Cordell Stewart, right? Mm-hmm, that was freaking amazing. And so the game's not over then, though. Like, that just forces it to overtime. And then there was a premature storm, field storming and all this. It was a crazy time. But let's go to cut number 25. The man who seems like he can do it all, finishing off the win for Colorado.
First and goal.
7 points to send it to the second OT on first and goal. It's Richardson. Ball's out. Ball is out. Ball is out. Recovered. And knocked out of the end zone.
It is amazing. His Heisman odds went from 35-1 to 15-1. I understand that usually you need a good team record to also win the Heisman. But think about this. Travis Hunter, in that game against Baylor, had 7 catches for 130 yards, and then on defense, force the game-winning fumble. Like that, those are that. That's an insane stat line.
Travis Hunter gonna is he? Where's his consideration for Heisman? Is he?
He went from 35-1 to 15-1.
Oh, he was okay. Yeah. All right, I thought you were talking about Shador. My apologies.
No. Yeah, he went from 35-1 to 15-1.
Wow.
I still don't think Colorado.
Just go ahead and make it 1-5 at this point.
Oh, wow. Guy. I still don't think Colorado is going to have a great record at the end of the season, but that team can be very fun to watch. Travis Hunter is an amazing player to watch. And look,
they can't compete with the big boys.
Sure. And if you're a Baylor fan, I understand how you probably hated this game more than anything. But if you're just a sports fan, this game was so much fun.
And it usually is with those guys. And some way you're going to be entertained by that group.
That is true. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Wanker of the Weekend. Who was the best at being the worst this weekend? If you want to throw the Cowboys back in there, I get that too. Let's do it next right here on The Fan.
At the 9, first down, fake inside. Jackson runs it to the left and trots in. Just walks the dog. Into the garden. Through the picket fence. Nice block from Kolar. Ravens score first.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Who is the best at being the worst this weekend? And probably more of why was it the Cowboys? Wanker of the weekend. I expect that plenty of those will come in as well. But I wanted to start, I guess, with this question. Although I appreciate what their social media team is doing. The Chicago White Sox on Saturday night posted, "Final can be found on the MLB app." And they've been doing this for a while, different variations of where to go find the score because you know that they lost. And the Chicago White Sox continued their trend, I guess, down by losing their 120th game of the season. That ties the post-1900 record set by the 1962 expansion New York Mets. So the good news for the Chicago White Sox, they still have a whole week to break that record.
Damn right they do.
The bad news is they'll never be as bad as the 1899 Cleveland Spiders, who I believe went 20-134. Ugh. So you already surpassed that. You've done too well for that. But damn it, you can set a record since the 20th century. And you might be thinking, hold on, aren't we in the 21st century? Fair point. I'm saying since the start of the 20th century. So in 1900, it'll be a record. Since then, that's how terrible the White Sox are.
The thing that stinks about that is, like, if you're a baseball fan, you just want to watch some good baseball. Like, real, that's the reality of being a baseball fan, right? You just want to see a team that's pretty good at what they do.
I would hope so.
When we were watching the Rangers win the World Series last year, that was the best baseball I've ever seen.
Agreed.
They were the best pitching and hitting and defense. Everything was good. You're a White Sox fan this year. You're just like, I have to ignore everything about my team because it's so terribly bad. And then you start to ask yourself, should I become a Cubs fan? And then you're like, I don't know.
Would you become an Astros fan?
Never.
See? Same concept.
It seems ridiculous. What are you even doing right now?
Oh,
it's just, dude, that's the same city. This is a state, you know? Like, you're in the same city. You're like, all I have to do is walk across the street and be a different fan. That's it.
Okay, I'll break down for you later.
It's a lot longer distance for me to go.
It's a long walk.
Is it as far from the north side to the south side or whatever as it is to Houston?
It definitely is not. All right, let's go ahead and fire off cut number 26. Is Mac Brown a wanker of the weekend?
Rolling out of the pocket, throws on the run. Picked off by Terrence Spence. Another play by Spence. And he's going down the sideline and will score a touchdown. Six 33-yard interception return, and JMU putting the exclamation point on this first half.
That would be James Madison University, who is in its third season as an FBS school. They defeated North Carolina 70-50. Let's say you didn't know anything about who was supposed to win or anything going into this game. This is how you know it was a bad game for North Carolina. Mac Brown said, quote, "I'm not resigning. I'll be back at work Monday." If you have to say something to that effect in your postgame, it's probably gone horribly wrong.
Did he say he was going to resign?
No, he said,
that?
"I'm not."
No, like last week, did he go, "I bet we don't lose next week. And if we do, I'll resign."
It's because he heard the buzz. People are like, "Are you kidding me? You listen to James Madison, you give up 70 points." And he's like, "Hey, I am not resigning." I wish more press conferences would start like that. Whether it's McCarthy, just some random politician or whatever, start by going, "I just want to let you know, I'm not resigning. I will be back at work tomorrow."
He said he shouldn't have put that pressure on the young people. I don't know exactly what he's saying about that.
The college students or the players?
He said, Mac Brown, during his weekly presser at UNC, says he basically asked his players Saturday whether they felt good about him continuing as head coach. And he says he regrets that. He said, "I shouldn't have put that pressure on them."
Well, then
he
think
told, "Y'all want me to be this head coach anymore?
Then you should resign." If you're, was that before or after the game?
I think it was after.
Okay. Because if it was before the game and you said, "Do you still want me to be the head coach?" and they lost 70-50, I feel like that would answer your question.
But he did say, Kevin, he was disappointed in himself after the JMU game for asking his team if he was the right guy to go forward. And said he put his players on the spot and then added he doesn't handle losses well. And so he's excited and ready to move forward.
Okay. And from the 940, oh man, this is because of that Seinfeld episode. I think I do kind of remember that actually. "Hey, Kevin, the 20th century started in 1901. Get it right or turn in your media credential." Man, if you had to be right to keep your media credential, we'd have like no media people left, right?
I mean, we would need a new producer.
Yeah, if you were a media person in 1901, yeah, we wouldn't have any media people. Yeah. They're all dead. Yeah. Oh, nobody is 123 years old.
Well, and plus they would have to be like at least 140, right? Because you didn't have a one-year-old doing media.
No.
Probably. I assume.
I don't know. They did have kids doing work back in the day.
That actually is a really great point.
They're like, you were born.
Well, look, let's stay away
from
the work issues of the early 1900s before we really got a handle on unions and everything like that. Guys, is CJ Abrams the wanker of the weekend? He was demoted to the minor leagues after staying all night out all night at a Chicago area casino.
Oh, no. Did he win or lose?
I
bet he lost.
You could argue that he lost, just not knowing if he won any money. He did get briefly demoted, so that's not good.
He said, Dave Martinez said he spoke with Abrams for a significant time Friday and called it an emotional conversation where they both wept together.
Oh, that's nice.
That's what you want, man. You want to weep with your manager. You want him to weep. I don't know. I'm interested to know now what happened. Was this a mental health moment where he was like, he just was like, F it. I'm just going to go crazy tonight and do all this.
Maybe he showed up at the ballpark not totally ready to go.
Drunk still.
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Let's just say not totally ready to go.
Not prepared to play baseball that day.
Yeah. So I'm not going to pretend like none of us have ever stayed out late at a casino. That's a fun thing to do. Probably not than right before I had to go to work.
Do baseball players have curfews? Do they like, are they like, guys, be in your room by 10:30 tonight or else? Because they,
I bet that happens.
They
got
to get up early. They have so much work to do in the morning. Like, they really do. I know a lot of people are like, oh, cushy job and everything. It is. It's playing baseball. Man, they're there long days.
Let's go ahead and fire off cut number 28, because preseason or not, I want to go ahead and take a shot at this team.
Dallas takes it back, a bouncing puck. Bischel, top of the zone. Over for Blackwell. Score!
Are the St. Louis Blues the wanker of the weekend for thinking they could handle all the smoke that is the Dallas Stars and the Victory Plus app in the preseason 2-1 victory? Now, you might not think that the Victory Plus app has anything to do with it, but you could watch the game on the Victory Plus app. Are the St. Louis Blues wankers? Maybe just because I know it's a preseason game, but we still won.
We're undefeated in the preseason.
Oh, hell yeah.
Your face.
And everybody knows.
Since the Cowboys season has started, the Stars are undefeated.
How you do in the preseason is totally reflective of what's going to happen in the upcoming regular season.
How'd the Cowboys do in the preseason?
This is kind of like what they're doing in the regular season right now, honestly. So that actually is a really, really fair point.
From the 405, Kevin, they played drunk from the night before their sophomore year in high school, and they went 4-for-4 with a couple stolen bases. So they feel like they were better that next day. So maybe they should have let CJ Abrams roll out there.
From the 817, I love Brad Sham, but when the Cowboys are losing, he sounds miserable. You know who I thought was always the best at that is Dave South, the old Texas A&M broadcaster for football. I didn't even need to know the score. I got a really good vibe of what was happening in the game off of
if he's excited,
yeah,
we're good.
Off of the first play, you could be like, ooh, feels like we're losing by about 7-10. Or you'd hear, you'd be like, oh, man, we're probably winning by a couple of touchdowns. I really like that. So I get it. You have to keep up the energy all the same. That's probably difficult.
Brad, he came to speak at my class at UNT. You could say well. Yeah, and he did say, you know, that's a key for play-by-play broadcasters, is you want to have the same energy even higher in a close game at the end than you want at the beginning. You want it to be even better at the end, no matter what. But he was like, you can hear it. I'm a fan of the Cowboys, and if they're not doing well,
sure,
I don't feel like talking about them like they're doing well. And so that was what
that's
he told
fair.
Our class, and he was like, I get a lot of criticism for it, But that's just the way that I feel whenever I'm not going to act like they're doing good when they're not.
I mean, it would be different if before every play he was like, hey, I bet they're going to run the ball, and I bet we don't stop it. Oh, hey, what do you know? They ran the ball, and we didn't stop it. Now, the final entrant I have for this weekend, Anthony Joshua. Now, Anthony Joshua fought Daniel Dubois in front of 96,000 fans at Wembley Stadium, not where they do the tennis. It was the biggest post-war crowd for a boxing event in the United Kingdom. They were all there to cheer for Anthony Joshua.
Which war?
He got probably World War II.
All right.
But to be fair, I did not check that.
You said
that.
Post-war, and I was like, okay.
I'll get back to you on that.
The Ukraine war?
He got knocked out in the fifth round. Mm. And Nick Parkinson for ESPN wrote this as the opening line. Because if you see the punch, like it looked like Anthony Joshua was getting some good punches off. And then the counter, bam, fight over. Daniel Dubois left Anthony Joshua's career in disarray.
Oh.
After knocking out his English rival with a right jaw, with a right to the jaw in round five. You got knocked out and it left your career in disarray as you were trying to pick yourself up off the mat. That sucks.
Yeah.
If you're Anthony Joshua. If you're Daniel Dubois, good for you. You can continue to move forward in life.
That is a tough, that is a professional knockdown right there, man.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy, where things go from bad to worse for the Browns and the Titans. Next on The Fan.
Rough start the first couple of weeks for Levis as he goes to the air. It's intercepted. Jair Alexander high stepping for six.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan right now. It's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Here we go.
I just tweeted on X. And it's the picture of Kevin in his Go Get Rangers shirt. Just now, off air, at Oh Thank Kevin, told the worst joke, and I had to put my earbuds in to never hear him tell jokes again. This break could not have been over fast enough, Alec.
He asked Alec, he goes, how long is this break?
It's, man.
If you'd like to hear the joke, hit us up on the YouTube, the Twitch.
Don't.
Or the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorney text line, 877-881-1053.
It's the way he sets up jokes as if it's a true story. And we know it's not going to be a real story. And we're like, here it comes. And the then he is, throws out the thing and you're like, God. And he cracks up and he laughs so hard.
My reaction laughing was at how disgusted you were.
See, I hated this joke. One especially because I bought into it for all of about 7.5 seconds. I actually fell for it. That's why I was so mad at this one.
Was it when you looked over at me and you saw me shaking my head?
Yes.
Don't get caught up in this.
I literally made eye contact with Corey and he just puts his head down. And I'm like, oh no, here we go again. I fell for it. Not again. Never again.
Never again.
Never again.
We'll see about that. No. Now, this probably won't make Cowboys fans happy this morning, but Derrick Henry said to the team website afterwards about his performance against the Cowboys, quote, being in Dallas, this is where the offseason is where I spend most of my time. It felt a little good today for sure.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
So he's like, hey, I spent a lot of my offseason time here. He had previously mentioned that matching up with the Cowboys would be a good fit. And he's like, yeah, I feel good that I played well.
Well, you should, because you look good against them.
The Giants will not commit to Greg Joseph kicking on Thursday. So if you're like, I need kicking information going into Thursday night football, there it is.
Do they have a kicker if they aren't committing to that, to Greg Joseph?
That's a good question.
What's their other option right now?
Go for it.
Dude, I like that.
Yeah.
I'm big on go for it.
Okay.
I'm totally big on go for it. But the Cowboys are like, hey, we're 65 yards out. We don't need to get a first down.
What the hell? I couldn't believe when they punted it when it looked like it would have been a 66-yard field goal. I was like, I don't care what the score is. Kick the
Just
damn ball.
Just do it.
All right, potentially good news for the Chargers, but I'm really not sure about this whole situation. Justin Herbert got x-rays, and the x-rays are negative, and the team is going to monitor him this week. If you're the Chargers, don't you just say, hey, man, we know you're super tough. Why don't you just take a week? Because, you know, he re-aggravated his ankle injury, and his status was tenuous to begin with because he had a high ankle sprain. Harbaugh said as soon as he saw any notice of a problem, he pulled him out of the game. Then they had to have an MRI. It feels like you're like, hey, let's take a week.
And yes, I agree with you on that. And the Chargers in this game in particular, they couldn't stop the Steelers from rushing.
True.
I think they were getting pressure on like more almost half of the time they were pushing at him. So Taylor Heinicke didn't look great. So that's why, Kevin, if I'm Jim Harbaugh, I'm like, I don't want Taylor Heinicke back out on the field. Justin, please just do whatever. Go sleep in the hyperbaric chamber, whatever. I'm going to do everything I can to make sure the offensive line isn't a bunch of cones for you. But please, please be healthy because I can't have Taylor Heinicke back out there.
Now, other potentially negative injury news, Myles Garrett said he aggravated his foot injury. He's also having an MRI. And then people are anxiously awaiting the results of Sam Darnold's MRI. Because that has been, like, obviously one of the stories of the early NFL season. So we'll see how those play out probably today.
I'm betting he's fine. Sam Darnold has been touched by an angel this year. And he's going to be just fine.
So is this the year?
This is the year that Sam Darnold puts it all together. Him and Justin Jefferson, maybe the greatest receiver of all time.
Wow.
I said maybe.
Very
got
nice.
A long way to go here.
Now let's talk about somebody who has a really long way to go. Will Levis. Now I'm just going to focus in on the first quarter yesterday.
Wasn't too bad.
Will Levis did throw another interception.
Oh.
So through 9 quarters of the season, he had as many interceptions as 4, as he did in his 9 starts as a rookie. That's probably not the kind of lack of progress you want, and he still is a pick 6 and machine. It's looking rough there.
He had a fumble, late game interception. Like, it just was really bad for him again. I will add, though, the Packers, their defense is pretty good. Like, they're playing. They got Malik Willis at quarterback.
Yes.
I love the game ball speech afterwards. Matt LaFleur is like, look, it's not a lot of times you get an opportunity to go stick it to the team that just let you go. But Malik Willis did get that opportunity and took advantage of it. He was really good, got a game ball. But that Packers defense is keeping them in games and giving them opportunities to win games, even with Malik Willis back there. But yeah, man, Will Levis, if you're Brian Callahan, you're like, this is the only option I have here. And then you're looking across going, I could have had Malik.
At least he didn't say, what the F are you doing
today?
What the
F are you doing
today? Now, speaking of Malik Willis, he completed 13 of 19 passes for 202 yards, continues to look way better than he had previously. This is his second straight win as a starting quarterback after being traded for a 7th round pick.
Oh, wow. Kevin,
we don't have 2 wins.
Well, don't worry about it. 7th round picks just come and go. You can get anything for a 7th round pick. He had more rushing yards in the first half than any Packers QB has ever done since
Brett Favre.
1990. Don Majkowski.
Majkowski.
I don't know. There's a J in there. Do you not pronounce the J?
I don't think so. I remember Don.
You remember
Majkowski.
Him?
He was the Magic Man. Look it up. Man, now I have to look it up.
I do remember now, because when he would come out of the tunnel, doves would fly, and there would be like smoke and everything, and he had these white gloves and a wand.
No.
He was a Magic Man.
No.
That's Chris Angel.
Oh,
no.
Yeah, that's right. He's a mind freak.
No. I'm telling you, I'm pretty sure it was the Magic Man, Don Majkowski.
Was it Derek Holland who was like, hey, Chris Angel's sitting on the airplane with me right now? And then it was like somebody else.
Yeah, and then we go, that's what you think. You just got mind freaked. And you could tell for half a second, he's like,
it was David Blaine.
That's yeah, what,
he's like, oh my bad, it's David Blaine.
Dude, I know that story is crazy.
Chris Angel got on the plane. David Blaine got off of it.
See, okay, and that is a wild situation. But one time, a couple years ago, I won a charity auction for a limo. Only cost like $300. And then I found out that the limo didn't come with a driver. So I spent $300 and I had nothing to show for it.
That's the second time I've had to hear that joke today.
People demanded it on the fan text.
I hope you're happy, fan texters.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, oh, exactly no. How I feel.
I'm sorry,
and I usually
coach.
Don't side with Mike McCarthy.
I'm sorry,
things.
Coach. All right, let's talk about the group of rookie quarterbacks. We talked about how going into this weekend's games, you're welcome, they had had 196 passes and none ended with a touchdown pass. 196 attempts by rookies without a touchdown pass was the most in NFL history to start a season. Then Caleb Williams got it done and finally threw a touchdown pass. It looked like that record was going to go far beyond 250 passes, and they were going to set it up where no one could ever break that record again, but they did still set the record. But Caleb Williams then threw a touchdown pass, so good for him.
Yeah, good for him and Romo Odunze, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that was the touchdown that he got there. That's congratulations on them. They won then?
No.
Okay.
Right. Don't worry about that part. I said that part was good news.
How do you lose when Anthony Richardson played as poorly as he did, though? Like, that was the thing that threw me off, was Anthony Richardson was bad.
Now, that's a great question. Consider this. Anthony Richardson and Caleb Williams, late in the third quarter of that game, they had a combined passer rating of less than 100. Combined passer rating of less than 100. That's how bad it was. And that's the kind of quality content, don't worry about the joke, that you get in Gridiron Gravy, brought to you by Rhino Shield. Why paint your house when you can shield your home? Visit rhinoshieldtx.com. Let's talk about Justin Fields. Justin Fields has now won three consecutive NFL games for the first time in his career. He was also another part of history. Him and Justin Herbert combined for the most consecutive completions to start an NFL game since 1991. Justin Herbert started 10 of 10. Justin Fields started 9 of 9. So the 19 consecutive completions total to start a game were the most since 1991. So I realize I still have thoughts about the smoke and mirrors that is the offense of the Pittsburgh Steelers, but by God, they just keep winning.
Kevin, this is the fourth 3-0 start for Mike Tomlin in his career.
Okay.
07, 10, and 20.
Okay.
Made the playoffs every single time they've started 3-0. And wow. if you're the Bears right now, are you going, yeah, but Justin Fields still isn't great, but somehow he's winning? And you're going, yeah, our team was just bad, and that's why we weren't winning with Justin Fields. He hasn't really put you in places to just fail miserably.
Yeah.
He looks actually pretty comfortable at times. The interception that he threw in that game bounced off somebody's hands and rattled around for a few minutes before somebody finally caught it. Other than that, he looked pretty comfortable in that game, and he can still, if you call a run play near the end zone, he can torch you.
Fun fact about Sean Payton. This is his first win in September as a Broncos coach.
Oh, 2 years now?
Yeah, he had lost his previous five September games.
Bad football teams.
Yes. So now,
dude, his defense is really good.
It is.
That defense is so good. They're having the time of their lives.
Very mixed review. I wonder how many people remember that. Very mixed reviews on the joke. From the 469 and 817, I love it. From the 972, oh, I get it. Nothing to chauffeur. And they spelled it out. And then from the 214, my heart is a little sad from that joke. And I saw on the Twitch, womp, womp. Fair. All fair reactions. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, I predict it's going to go great. We will talk with Dallas Cowboys Executive Vice President Stephen Jones right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.